Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird's a winner. Well, the bird is a winner.
If your radio's still on, you know that Surfin' Bird by the Trashmen from 1963. If you make it through the whole song, you'll notice it doesn't have a lot of lyrical variety. In fact, repeated lyrics have been a big part of pop music for decades, but is pop music getting even more repetitive over time? I recently sat down with Colin Morris, a computer scientist who created a tool that analyzes the repetitiveness of lyrics and phrases of a song. He examined pop songs from 1958 to 2017 to figure out if pop music is, in fact, getting more repetitive. Colin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Well, what led you to want to analyze pop music for repetition and to find out how repetitive it was?
Well, this question has always been an eternal topic of debate, I think. It's something that everyone has an opinion on, whether music is changing, getting worse, and if it's getting more mindless and repetitive. But it's not a question that I think anyone had tried to actually measure with data.
And tell us what you did. You created a tool to break down the lyrics of songs. How did you do that?
Yeah, so I wanted some way of measuring how repetitive the lyrics of a song were. And it turned out to be a little complicated because the obvious things that you might try, like just measuring the number of repeated words, don't really get you all the way there. Because what's interesting about songs is that they repeat at different scales. It's not just a matter of repeated individual words, but repeated lines and repeated sequences of lines, like a whole chorus that can be repeated four or five times.
Science.
So the technique I ended up using actually came from an unlikely area. I used compression algorithms.
Science. Science.
So the basic idea was to start with the lyrics, sort of turn them into like a zip file and see how much they shrink. And the more they shrink, the more repetitive they are. And it sounds a little facile, but the reason this works out is that the way some of these compression algorithms work is by exploiting repetition. They can save space by cutting out the repeated chunks.
And this is the same kind of compression that might take a video, right, or an image on a computer and compress it so it's easier to store or email. It's using a similar process, but looking for those words and figure out, hey, there's repetition here. I can save this more efficiently.
Exactly.
All right. So you started to plug this in. And now what is your data set? What songs are you working with here?
I wanted to look at basically all the songs that had ever charted on the Billboard Hot 100, starting from the late 50s when they started keeping track of this. And so I had about 15,000 songs in their lyrics.
And what did you start to find as you compressed these lyrics and compared them over time?
I found that, indeed, pop music is getting more repetitive. And I wasn't too surprised by that, but I was surprised by the strength of the trend. And what was even more surprising was that if you look at just songs that have charted in the top 10, not the whole Hot 100, those songs are consistently more repetitive than the other songs in sort of every single year that I looked at it.
So in the 1950s, the more repetitive songs were more likely to be in that top 10.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly.
And today, the most repetitive songs are likely to find their ways into the top 10.
Right.
Well, now here's where value judgment starts to come into it. They're more repetitive over time. Does that mean they're worse? Is repetition of lyrics necessarily a sign of lower quality?
Yes, I tried to be sort of scientifically neutral about this and not make any explicit value judgments as I was presenting my results. But really, my own personal bias is that I love repetition. I love repetitive pop music, and I think this is a good thing. And I don't think I'm alone in this. I think everyone, whether they want to admit it or not, actually enjoys repetition in their music. This is something that psychologists have actually shown to be true experimentally, that by artificially inserting repetition into a piece of music, people like it more and find it more memorable.
That makes sense, kind of, because if you came up with a program to write lyrics and it worked by randomly choosing words out of the dictionary, it would be as unrepetitive as possible, right? It would score very unrepetitive. It wouldn't make a lick of sense, and it'd probably be really annoying.
Yeah, and a repetitive song isn't necessarily a mindless song. It's not necessarily generic or lazy. Songwriters can incorporate repetition in an endless variety of ways, and they can do really playful things with conventional song structure to squeeze in more hooks and make songs more repetitive.
Talk about some of the different artists you look at, because in your piece you wrote about this, you broke out what different artists in different time periods look like. Who stood out to you as standout repetitive artists, or maybe the standouts who didn't repeat so much?
So there was definitely a pretty strong split on genre. So the most repetitive genre was just sort of conventional pop. And in that set, the clear queen was Rihanna. She is sort of head and shoulders above anyone else in terms of the repetitiveness of her lyrics, which, when you think about it, might not be that surprising. You know, we all know, work, 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 work. For me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me there, 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 there. And some about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the care of him, there, 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 there. And then on the other end of the spectrum, hip-hop is a very non-repetitive genre, which makes sense. We don't associate it with catchy choruses that repeat a lot.
And how did country music show up? It seemed like when I was looking at your charts, a lot of the country music artists were on the less repetitive end of the scale.
Yeah, that was true. And again, I think it's because country songs, more often, they have a narrative that they're trying to get across. So if you're actually trying to tell a story, you're not going to be repeating yourself as much.
And are you going to look at a follow-up looking at the music itself next? Because I could see the chord changes or the melody being repetitive, even if the words aren't. So I think of a song like Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's the same four chords over and over again. Here we played four different verses of the song at the same time to prove it. It must be But as you say, it's a narrative, it would be less repetitive lyrically. Or Louie Louie has the repeated choruses, but the verses are all a story that nobody can quite make out what they're saying. But the chords, it's those three chords in the same pattern again and again and again.
Yeah, that's something that I would be very interested in.
And on a wider note, getting back to the judgment of things here, we started out talking a little bit about, is music getting worse, however we want to define that, over time. Do you have a personal view of that? Do you think they're not making music like they used to, or are you not taking that side?
I certainly agree that they're not making music like they used to, but I think they're making it better.
Better?
I'm a strong believer in the sort of invisible hand of the free market of pop music, especially now that the charts are more influenced by streaming rather than radio. People have the freedom to seek out whatever music makes them happy, and I think that the increase in repetitiveness is just songwriters and producers giving us what we want, responding to the positive results that they've seen from more repetitive songs. The fact that the songs that chart in the top 10 tend to be more repetitive than the rest. It's there's sort of a positive selective pressure for this because it's what people like.
Is there an artist you appreciate more after doing the study and running them through your analysis?
There were a few songs that I sort of gained a new appreciation for when I started visualizing the repetitive structure of their lyrics. So one example that I love is Bad Romance by Lady Gaga, because it's when you look at it, it's just crazy how many different hooks she manages to squeeze into a 3.5-minute song. Oh, oh, oh. It's one of those cases where the conventional language of song structure, verses, pre-chorus, chorus, bridge, just sort of starts to break down because there are too many distinct repeating parts. You just run out of words to assign to them.
We'll leave it there for now. Colin, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Colin Morris, a computer scientist who created a tool to measure how repetitive song lyrics are.